This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. From Pakistan, there's word of yet more arrests of suspected terrorists. Officials there say they've arrested 5 more al-Qaeda operatives in the past few days. That would bring to about 30 the total number of suspected terrorists rounded up in the past month. In a moment, we'll have an update on Pakistan's counter-terrorist strategy and its impact on U.S.-Pakistani relations. First, we want to make sense of this latest round of arrests. NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly joins us morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's get a few details here. Who was captured?
We don't know most of their names, and we also don't know how senior they may be in al-Qaeda. We do know that these arrests are happening all over the country. This was not one big, single, coordinated raid. And we do know a little bit about nationalities. The reports coming out of Pakistan indicate that 2 of these people were Turkish and perhaps involved in the big Istanbul attack late last year that killed 60 people. We're also told an Uzbek has been caught and now being questioned. He has been identified under the name Mansour. And we're also told a man from United Arab Emirates has been captured.
You know, it seems that every day now we're hearing about a new wave of arrests. Give us some sense of the scale of what's going on in Pakistan.
If all of these reports are true, then it's a very significant wave of arrests. I say if because we have heard in the past some breathless reports out of Pakistan about key al-Qaeda captures that then turned out, in fact, not to be so key. But as I say, if this is true, this is, I think, arguably Pakistan's most successful sweep to date against the al-Qaeda network. It's certainly the most successful since March of 2003 when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured. And again, just to stress, we don't know how senior a lot of these recent captures are. We know one of them was on the FBI's most wanted list. That's Ahmed Khalfan Gilani, who was captured late last month. We're told he's provided intelligence that's helped locate and catch other suspects, so they do appear to be building on intelligence they're getting one by one as they round up these people.
And is there any way to know if all of this is leading any closer to the big prize, Osama bin Laden?
Well, it's a good question. We don't know. In terms of the intelligence that has been made public, that still points to that he is hiding somewhere along the Afghan-Pakistan border. There are, of course, thousands of troops looking for him now, Pakistani troops on the Pakistani side, U.S. troops on the Afghan side of the border. It strikes me that the strategy now may be perhaps to try to neutralize some of his influence by cutting off his links with followers. And that would make sense with some of what we've seen in recent weeks in terms of detention of what appears to be mostly lower and mid-level al-Qaeda operatives.
Meanwhile, there have been questions about whether the U.S. damaged Pakistan's efforts when the name of a key al-Qaeda suspect that was captured was leaked to reporters here in the States. Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan was his name. What's the latest on that? Have efforts at catching other terrorists or getting other intelligence been compromised?
According to the Pakistanis, yes, and they're still mad about this. So are the British, I should add. What we're told is that Khan was working with Pakistani authorities, that he was sending coded emails to al-Qaeda members who were still active. When word leaked out through U.S. officials that Khan was, in fact, in custody, that, of course, blew the operation. It has drawn questions here in the U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York, a Democrat, wrote to the White House this week demanding an explanation and expressing his concerns that perhaps U.S. national security was compromised by this. So far, the White House has not responded to that letter and has not chosen to reveal the name of which U.S. official may have leaked the name of Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan to reporters.
Has the administration offered a rationale for why this name would have been allowed to get out there?
They have not. I suspect, though, that what's in play here is that the White House has been on the defensive in recent days, that the terror threat alert was raised, and a lot of questions subsequently came out when it was learned that the intelligence that prompted raising that threat alert was, in fact, several years old. Since then, officials have been leaking left, right, and center about more data, more streams of intelligence that bolster that response.
And not part of an effort to prove to al-Qaeda that they can catch them.
Well, who knows? You have to question all of these leaks coming out. U.S. officials are leaking, Pakistani officials are leaking, and you have to question what the motivations are. They certainly know that if we here in the U.S. are reading these names, that al-Qaeda operatives in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and elsewhere are certainly reading the same things and aware of what officials are saying. So it's interesting to try to parse what the strategy there is.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.